Bondi Beach is known the world over for its iconic golden sands, its surf, and as a hub for Australian beach culture. Yesterday, as members of the Jewish faith came to Bondi to mark the first day of Hanukkah, the celebrations turned to terror. At 3 minutes to seven in the evening, police received reports that shots had been fired at a park close to the beach. In the minutes that followed, footage filmed by bystanders shows two gunmen firing a volley of shots towards the park from a bridge. 15 people, including a 10-year-old girl, were killed. One of the gunmen is also dead. We'll get more on that in a moment. But first, let's hear the reaction of some Irish people who were close to the area when the attack happened yesterday, speaking to reporter Clodagh Griffin.
It was my first time on Bondi Beach ever, and I was really like delighted with how safe the area was and everything. And then we just left Bondi about maybe half an hour before and were just at home and heard the breaking news, and it was just really shattered everything. My brother-in-law's nephew and his family had to run for safety, and like that really shook me as well, and just the whole sort of eeriness of it.
I was at home, so I just live up from the beach on Bondi Road, literally just watching telly. We could hear like sirens from outside our window, but we just didn't think anything of it because you can always like hear traffic. And then we started getting text messages in from the group chat saying like there'd been a shooting down there. One of my other friends had said she was down there and had to run off the beach, and just that it was like crazy what was going on. And then we were here just putting on the news, looking at what was happening, and we just, yeah, couldn't believe what was going on. I think we were just kind of in shock. It didn't feel real. Yeah, it was scary.
I had just came from a walk around that area in Bondi and went home, sat on the couch for a bit, and then I could hear loads of screaming and loads of noise. I'm still trying to think if I heard the gunshots. I think I did, because I could hear really loud noises, screams running all up my street because all my windows were open. I ran onto the balcony and I could see people running up and down the road, and then my friend called me and he was down at a bar beside it and just said, "I'm running, let me up into your house." So let him up in, and he told me that it sounds like there's been gunshots and people are saying there's people dead and people are running from the beach. And then we stood on my balcony. Couldn't see anything on the beach, but you could just see kind of like people crying and screaming and running. So my street was just police, ambulance, choppers. They had helicopters above for the whole evening with announcements coming out saying stay indoors, don't come out, like mass shooting, don't come out.
Those were some Irish people near Bondi Beach speaking to journalist Clodagh Griffin there. Now let's speak to journalist Phil Mercer, who's in Sydney this morning. Phil, thank you for joining us. Can you tell us what it's like on Bondi Beach this morning in the aftermath of that attack yesterday?
Yes, it's twilight really here at Bondi Beach, and we're outside the Bondi Pavilion. Just to give you a sense of the geographic location of this, this is the back of Bondi Pavilion. There's a small grassy park that leads out onto a car park, and then you have Campbell Parade, which is the main drag at Bondi Beach, with apartments, hotels and cafes. And a short distance away was the scene of the Jewish Festival of Light that was targeted by two gunmen just over 24 hours ago. And people have been coming here all day to stand in silent reflection, to lay flowers. And certainly in the last hour, these are the biggest crowds we've seen. There have been hundreds, if not thousands, of people coming down just to gather, just to try to get a slice of solace amongst all of this sadness.
And the names and the stories of the dead and injured, Phil, they have been coming to light also. Among the dead, a Holocaust survivor and a little girl, just 10 years old, named Matilda.
That's right. So the youngest 10, the oldest, the Holocaust survivor, 87. Others, local rugby club volunteer who was a photographer, one of the non-Jewish victims of this attack. Another man who apparently shielded his wife from gunfire, succumbing to his injuries in hospital. So these stories have been emerging throughout the day. another 25 or so people still in hospital with various injuries, including two police officers who were shot in the emergency response. As far as the attackers are concerned, a father and a son, if you can believe it, 50 and 24 years of age. The older man was shot dead by the police. And if you've not seen the video already, and be mindful that these videos circulating on social media can be quite graphic in content, but there is a video showing a man called Ahmed Al Ahmed, a grocery store owner, who is hiding behind a car, waits for his moment and challenges the older gunman, wrenching the firearm from him. So in many ways, those images could well be the defining images of this awful event.
What more is known then about the two shooters, Phil, the father and son who carried out this attack, and what have the authorities been saying about them?
The father apparently arrived in Australia in 1998 on a student visa. We don't know from which country. We do know that his 24-year-old son, who's in hospital with critical injuries, was born in Australia, an Australian citizen. It's reported that he was a bricklayer, and that the father and the son were holed up in a rented house in a Sydney suburb for 2 weeks before the attack on Sunday. We also know that the authorities investigated the younger man in 2019 for what we understand were possible links to extremist groups or assembly with extremist individuals. But at the time, the authorities deemed him not to be an immediate threat. So all of these things will, you'd imagine, be revisited as Australia digests the awful events of more than 24 hours ago.
And we heard on our own programme here earlier, Phil, concerns from the Jewish community in Australia about a rise in anti-Semitism in Australia. How is the government going to respond to that now?
Well, we've had criticism from the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and certainly a running theme at the event here today is Jewish people, many of them in Australia and Bondi in particular. The eastern suburbs of Sydney is home to quite a large and vibrant Jewish community. Many people say that they simply feel exposed, that they have baby naming ceremonies for their children and have to hire an armed guard, that there's a sense of nervousness and trepidation because of a wave of anti-Semitism that has swept across Australia in the aftermath of the October 7 attacks and Israel's war in Gaza. The Australian Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, has been steadfast saying that all the way through, his government has been taking anti-Semitism seriously. But his government's response will come under great scrutiny in the aftermath of the attack here yesterday.
And he has, Phil, signalled his intention to tighten gun laws then in response to this attack. What does he intend on doing there?
Well, he gave a hint at a press conference earlier today, given that the older man involved in the shooting apparently owned six legal firearms. He had them lawfully, and the Prime Minister is saying that reforms could limit the number of firearms people are able to have legally, and also that licensing will be reviewed far more thoroughly. More than 30, well, almost 30 years ago, in 1996, 35 people died at a place called Port Arthur, killed by a lone gunman in Tasmania. That prompted sweeping gun reforms, and we now get the sense that the federal government here in Australia certainly has the appetite for more reforms when it comes to gun control.
Phil, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. That's Phil Mercer at Bondi Beach near Sydney. It's 8:21.